Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. First of all, I'm sorry for my bad English. I'm from the French part of Canada, so that's the reason why I speak that way. Today I'm going to present our study that was conducted in Eastern Township, which is a small region located in the province of Quebec in Canada. And it's about, as you've been told previously, about the contribution of traffic-related air pollution in asthma in smaller cities. But before going further, I just have to mention that I have no relationships to disclose. So this is the plan of the presentation. So first of all, you may all know that both asthma prevalence and incidence are increasing worldwide, including in the industrialized countries like Canada. And Mark, the social and geographical disparities have also been noted. These disparities cannot be fully explained by actual known risk factors at the individual level. So that's why we strongly believe that environmental factors like traffic-related air pollution may contribute to these disparities. Indeed, traffic-related pollution has been several times linked to asthma in large cities. However, we don't know that much about this relationship in smaller cities. And as a public health officer of Eastern Township, which has many small cities, I was wondering if that kind of finding can apply as well in my region. And moreover, I was wondering about the role of potential confounders, because we know it's well known that the actual studies doesn't really take into account all the potential confounding factors. And that's important. That's a real challenge, because poverty, smoking, poor housing conditions, and traffic exposure are really closely intertwined, so it makes it really difficult to fully disentangle the specific contribution of each of these characteristics. So the current study had two main objectives. The first one was to identify the relation between a proxy of traffic-related air pollution and asthma in small cities, and also to assess the contribution of these potential confounding factors like socioeconomic status and other characteristics on this relation. So as I told you, our study was conducted in Eastern Township. You have to know that the province of Quebec has been divided into 18 socio-sanitary regions. So this is one of the 18 regions. This is quite a small region with about 300,000 residents. And this is a really interesting study, a region to study, because it's a kind of mix of urban, semi-urban, and rural areas. And at the central point of this region, we can find Sherbrooke City, which is, I would say, a mid-sized city with half of the population resident, and it's still the seventh largest city in the province of Quebec. And very interestingly, the territory of Eastern Township has been divided into 66 communities. And these communities were divided by local actors from many sectors, economic, social, and health sectors. So that corresponds to very meaningful territories. So this is the map of the 66 communities. Sorry, it's written in French, but I didn't have any English map available. So our design was quite simple. It was a cross-sectional study. It was conducted among a random sample of 2,000 adults in Eastern Township, half of them living in Sherbrooke and the remaining elsewhere in Eastern Township. And they were recruited through a random digit dialing phone survey in September 2011. We had a pretty good response rate with a 64%. The measures at the individual level were drawn from a short oral questionnaire, less than 7 minutes. This questionnaire was about mostly housing conditions, but also includes some questions about asthma. In fact, we had two questions. The first one was, have you ever been told by a doctor that you had asthma? So this is a kind of measure for a lifetime diagnosed asthma. And the second question was only asked to people who have been diagnosed with asthma. And they were asked if in the past 12 months they have presented some asthma symptoms or asthma attacks. We also had questions on gender, age, education level, annual household income, the type of housing, ownership status, and smoking behavior, past and current smoking behavior. We also had the chance to have the six-digit postal code, which in Canada is much more precise than the zip code that we're hearing about this week a lot. So using this six-digit postal code, we were able to extract X and Y coordinates and then to attribute one of the 66 communities to each of the participants. And using these communities, we were able to measure ecological measures, issues, including road density, residential density, socioeconomic status at the community level from census data, and as well as material and social deprivation index. And here, road density was used as a good proxy of traffic-related pollution, which has been used many times in previous studies. So our analyses were mainly based on two dependent variables, which was the diagnosed asthma lifetime and asthma symptoms in the last year. It was a yes-no question. Our main independent variable was the road density, which was measured as the total number of kilometers of road per total number of square kilometers of land area. And this measure was divided into quintiles. Then we also considered other covariables, and the final one that were included in the multivariate models were education level, material deprivation index at the community level, current smoking, and being a tenant. We conducted bivariate, multivariate analysis, and all the data presented were weighted for age, gender, education, and living arrangement. So I'm going to present four slides for the results. The first one aims at showing you the global prevalence of our main dependent and independent variables. For asthma prevalence, we found that one adult out of 10, had received in their life a diagnosis of asthma, which corresponds to what we would expected in our general population in Eastern Township. And we also found that asthma symptoms in the last year were a little bit less prevalent, so 6%. And for the road density, you can see that it's highly variable, going from less than 1 kilometer per square kilometers to more than 15 kilometers per square kilometers. The second slide shows the bivariate associations between the quintiles of road density and asthma prevalence. So you can see that maybe with the exception of the first quintile, there's a positive relationship between the quintiles of road density and asthma prevalence, and this is true for both diagnosed asthma and asthma symptoms. However, the relation was only significant for diagnosed asthma. The third slide shows the multivariate analysis. These analyses were adjusted for education level, material deprivation index, and current smoking. Sorry. And what we noted was the same kind of gradient between the first and the fifth quintiles. And for example, we noted that in the most dense communities, the likelihood of asthma was always almost twice as likely as the least dense community. And the same relation was observed also for asthma symptoms, and it was significant. However, when we included another covariable, which was being a tenant, this relationship was a little bit attenuated and became non-significant. So comparing the most dense to the least dense quintiles, we observed odds ratio of 1.6 and 1.9, but it was non-significant, or barely. So it's important to remember that this study was conducted in a mix of urban, semi-urban, and rural areas, as opposed to previous studies that were mostly conducted in large cities. As I told you, the road density was highly variable, so that's a different context than what we've seen before. And in this context, we observed a significant relationship between road density and asthma, which was independent of socioeconomic status and smoking. The relationship was quite strong with a ratio of 2, and there was also a dose-response relationship. So Hill would say that there's two of his criteria that are respected here. However, that's very important to note that after adding being a tenant, we noted an attenuated relationship. So for us, being a tenant would be a good, pretty good proxy of the poor housing conditions, because we know that being a tenant means having less control over our indoor environment. Our study has, of course, many strengths but also limitations. So this is a random sample which we believe is quite representative of our general population. We had a good response rate too. Our questions were mostly based on validated questions. And we have also objective measures at the community level. We had control for both neighborhood and individual level socioeconomic status. And because of the mix of rural and urban areas, we believe we had a good external validity. However, this is still a cross-sectional design, so it's quite impossible to infer causality here. We also had, I think, a lack of statistical power to detect smaller association, and given that the being a tenant is an imperfect measure of a housing condition, it's still possible that we had residual confounding. So to conclude, I would say that previous literature that linked traffic-related air pollution and asthma may apply to a certain degree to smaller cities like in Eastern Township. However, indoor air quality may act as a major confounder given its relation with both traffic exposure and asthma. So I really think that a more comprehensive approach that explicitly recognizes the embedding of asthma within its biological, behavioral, environmental, and also community context would help to provide a better understanding of asthma disparities. So thank you very much.